Britain's Parliament's been opened by Her Majesty in a toned-down speech and in a hat that's got social media off and running.
My government's priority is to secure the best possible deal as the country leaves the European Union. My government will seek to maintain a deep and special partnership with European allies and to forge new trading relationships across the globe.
The speech, which of course was written by the Prime Minister, was watered down due to the election result, due to the fact that she still doesn't have a deal with the DUP. Brexit dominated, of course, 8 of the 27 bills announced had Brexit connections. There was no mention of the Trump visit. Also in the mix, the fact that Prince Philip wasn't there. He was in hospital. So quite the day, really. Political commentator Ian Dale's with us on This Morning. Ian?
Morning.
Did the whole day have a sense of things being a little bit fluid, a little bit unusual?
Well, it was unusual because normally you'd have a lot of pomp and circumstance in a Queen's speech. She'd arrive in the sort of horse-drawn carriage, all the roads would be closed. Instead, she arrived in a car dressed in sort of relatively normal clothes for a Queen, no robes, no crown, nothing like that. And that's because, of course, we had an election 2 years ago, so this is a very unexpected election. So they couldn't do the rehearsals. It was all a bit low-key, to be honest.
How far off the speech from what it would have been in different circumstances did we get today?
It was miles away from what it would have been had Theresa May won a big majority. Half of the manifesto promises that she made in the election have been ditched. Some quite controversial policies. This was a Queen's speech designed just to sort of do the bare minimum, to introduce bills that even the opposition might be able to support, because she's now got to face the fact that she might well lose some key votes. She hasn't done this deal with the Democratic Unionist Party yet. It's a moot point as to whether it will ever be done, so she might be running a minority government.
Is she in trouble with that deal?
I think she is, because the DUP are demanding £2 billion of expenditure on the health service and infrastructure. And because of the way the finances are run here, if she gives money to Northern Ireland, Wales and Scotland have to be given money as well, and there just isn't the money to do that. So if the DUP stick by that, it may well be that this deal isn't done.
Is the Lib Dem deal a possibility or not?
Absolutely not. There is no way. It's sort of once bitten, twice shy. And it's interesting that in 2010, when the Conservatives went into coalition with the Liberal Democrats, that deal took 4 days to do. We're now, 13 days since the election. Yeah. And this isn't even a coalition deal that she's trying to negotiate with the DUP. It's just a confidence and supply arrangement. So it ought to be much simpler. But Northern Irish politics are never that simple.
This is true. Where's the leadership at? Is she still in deep trouble?
She is, although she's recovered a bit. Her speech in the Commons today was actually very good, very authoritative. She didn't look uncomfortable at all. She responded well to the Finsbury Park terror attack. But there are lots of voices in her party that feel that there's no way she'll fight another election. And there are some people who wanted to quit almost immediately. If she gets through to the summer recess, which starts at the 22nd of July, if she gets that far, she could well be safe for some time.
How are you handling the heat? You're not talking to us with a handkerchief on your head, are you?
I'm not talking to you with a handkerchief on my head, but because of the heat, the trains are running late, so I'm actually talking to you on the 7:10 from Charing Cross to Tunbridge. trying to speak quietly so I don't sort of annoy all the passengers.
Well, we'll let you get on with your journey, Ian. Appreciate your time as always. I'm on the 7:10. I love it. Ian Dale with us in London this morning. It is 34 degrees, I think, in London today. It's